Hello, and I want to welcome you to our final time together, our 21st day of 21 days of praying like Jesus. I really hope it's been an encouragement. I hope that you've learned some things. I hope that you've been encouraged to pray more passionately, with greater zeal. And I know that these 21 days have been a challenge to me. And today, we look at the final prayer of Jesus before his death. And so let's pick it up in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. What an incredible final moment. Now, we know it's not his final moment really, because he's going to rise from the dead. But his final moment before experiencing death, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Total submission, total surrender. And what a great reminder for you and I. And that's our prayer tip. Our 21st prayer tip is this: surrendering the will comes from being in prayer. Surrendering the will comes from being in prayer. We've looked at this. This isn't the first time we've mentioned something similar to this in our journey together. But if we're ever going to truly be able to say like Jesus, "Your will be done, not mine," then we have to understand that that happens when we are in prayer with God, and sometimes even tug of war with God. I've been in a tug of war with God. I've wrestled with the things that I've wanted and have asked, and then have maybe even at times gotten frustrated with God, but then have also ultimately said, "But your will be done." And times I've had to confess and say, "Lord, that was a selfish prayer. And I have not I have a submissive spirit. I have a stubborn spirit." Anybody knows me, know I can be pretty stubborn. And so prayer is one of those ways, just coming to the Father where he's able to work on our stubborn pride. You know, there's a reason we're called sheep in the Bible. Sheep are stubborn, and we can be so stubborn. And there are times we do not want to listen to the shepherd's call. We want to go our own way. And so prayer, I hope all these days, one of the most important things you take out of this is that prayer has an incredible opportunity to help yield our will when we get on our knees in prayer and just hand it over to him. And so I hope that that's happened over the last 20 days, 21 days. I hope moving forward that you see prayer is so much more than just asking God for things, and even more than just praising him, though those are important things, but also seeing prayer as an opportunity to learn surrender and submission in our lives. We can ask all we want, but at the end of the day, are we willing to submit whatever answer God chooses to give us? And so let me end our time, our 21 days together in prayer. Father God, thank you for the journey we've been on. Thank you for the incredible example that Jesus has set for us in prayer. And I just pray for those that have watched or listened to this, Father, that they've been encouraged and challenged, as I have in my own life, Father. You've taught me a lot about how, quite honestly, little intercessory prayer I've been doing lately. And you just have really challenged me with that, Father. And you've so clearly said to me, I need to stand in the gap and fight for the people in my life more fervently than I have in prayer. So thank you for those lessons you've taught me. And Father, again, I just pray for any watching, listening to this, Father, that they will leave with a greater passion for prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's it, friends. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. And go and be a prayer warrior and see what God will do in your life and in the lives of those around you.